This week, President Bush announced a crackdown on two financial networks allegedly linked to global terrorism. In Minneapolis, police and customs agents closed five money wiring businesses that served Minnesota's Somali immigrant population, the largest in the country. Now the immigrants worry they will have no way to send money to desperate relatives back home. Minnesota Public Radio's Mary Lozier reports.
Sharif Mahad, a small woman in a flowing veil that covers all but her eyes, arrived at one of the wire services Wednesday morning, shortly after the shutdown. She had been hoping to wire money to her mother.
My mother, this month is Ramadan, you know, what is the fasting day, and she's old and she's not getting the money what I want to send right now. That's not right.
Mahad and other Somali immigrants say to send the money home, they depend on informal networks that pass it from person to person. They say such networks, known as hawalas, are the only way to get money to relatives in refugee camps and villages, and they can't use standard money wiring services like Western Union. Mohammed Elmi is the editor of the local Somali newspaper.
Western Union, I heard that they have one office in the Mogadishu capital. But see, people live like small towns, you know, far, far, you know. So there's no way that, because everybody don't have an ID card in over there. So they have to recognize who this money going to, you know, how they have to know people.
The five businesses shut down Wednesday comprise roughly half the hawala money sending services used by Minnesota's estimated 30,000 Somali immigrants. Now the Somalis are worried that others will be shut down. Last night, some 200 Somalis and supporters held a rally to protest the shutdowns. The diverse crowd held candles and anti-war signs. Abby Hersey stood in a cluster of other Somalis on the steps of one of the closed businesses, addressing the crowd through a megaphone.
We are asking the United States government, if they mean the all hawala to be shut down, it's a matter of life and death. They're gonna be dying on the streets because of hunger, and we have the money right here in the United States.
Federal investigators suspect terrorists are skimming money from the estimated $500 million the nation's Somali immigrants send overseas each year. But so far, authorities have not released evidence to support that claim. Treasury spokesman Rob Nichols is quick to stress, though, that the immigrants themselves are not under investigation.
Somali immigrants that were using this global terrorist financing network were not at all aware that they were being duped. I mean, the immigrants here, in our view, are completely innocent.
But some Somalis fear a backlash if Americans suspect immigrants are in any way involved in funneling money to terrorists. Jamal Omar is a spokesperson for the Somali Justice Advocate Center in St. Paul.
All we're asking is, do not harass people either physically or verbally because they happen to have a wrong name than from yours, the one you have, or they happen to appear different. Let's deal with this with rationale, our reasoning, common sense.
The Treasury Department's Nichols says assets from the five closed businesses will be frozen indefinitely pending the investigation. He says, meanwhile, Somali immigrants can use other services. But Jamal Omar of the Somali Justice Advocate Center says a number of the remaining Somali-owned services in Minneapolis are not operating because they fear action by government authorities. And the center continues to field calls from Somali immigrants desperate to find a way to send their money home. For NPR News, I'm Mary Lozier.